The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, couples up and down the country who were due to be married have had to get used to the idea of a prolonged engagement as summer weddings have been cancelled or postponed because of COVID-19. Now, more than 5,000 people have signed a petition calling on the government to provide more clarity for couples around numbers permitted for gatherings in the coming months. Liam Geraghty has been checking out the issue.
Well, we were having kind of a two-day celebration on May 8th and 9th in Lisnavagh House down in Carlow.
Ellen and Paul are one of the thousands of couples who've had to postpone their wedding plans.
And Paul is French, he's from Lyon, so we had a crowd of around 140 expected, and about kind of between 50 and 60 of those were coming in from overseas. It was all planned out very well, but it obviously didn't go ahead because of lockdown. There's only so much you can be disappointed. You don't feel alone in being hard done by, you know.
For every wedding cancelled, a whole host of businesses lose out, from florists to photographers.
These people's businesses are non-existent now because they largely catered for large social gatherings and weddings. So I have to say that as well, in terms of how people have been accommodating, everybody's been really, really reasonable.
I'm Michelle McDermott.
Michelle is a wedding planner based in Limerick. She specialises in overseas couples getting married in Ireland.
We're preparing as well as we can, Liam, but we're all waiting on guidelines. So at this moment in time, I can't even tell my couples coming from the States in September, A, are their numbers going to be too big? Are we permitted to even have their numbers? What sort of a setup will they have in the venues? Where are we with the quarantine situation? At this moment in time, it wouldn't be feasible to come in if they had to do quarantine for 2 weeks either. And then, you know, the wedding day is still a complete unknown.
Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien from In Crowd Wedding Music, and I am a wedding DJ. How has it been? It's great. I mean, there's the COVID payment for people like me who are self-employed and affected. I mean, where we solely depend on large public gatherings, I mean, without that lifeline, it'd be, you know, impossible to keep going, I suppose. But I mean, we still have the administration with all rescheduling of weddings. Couples are a bit stressed, you know, they've put everything into organising their dream wedding and then they have to go and just reschedule everything. And it's not just us, you know, not just the DJs, there's the bands and the florists and everyone, and your heart goes out to them because they put so much into preparing to one day and then they might have to go and reschedule, and I'm only one point of contact for them to reschedule for, you know, next year or later this year. So yeah, you kind of just try and make it easy for them, I guess.
As a wedding DJ, does Jim have a song that could sum all this up?
It's all about waiting, I suppose. I think You Can't Hurry Love was a good one because a lot of people just have to, you know, prolong the wait, and I always try to sign off with saying enjoy the build up. I know, like, some people have been waiting for a year already and now they have to plan and wait another year.
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said, can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy.
We know that some 21,000 couples get married in Ireland every year.
Siobhan Maguire is a consumer journalist.
In fairness, hotels and suppliers have been quite good about this because the alternative for many couples was cancel and lose any money they have invested in the wedding thus far. From the consumer rights point of view, under contract law in Ireland, deposits are generally non-refundable unless the terms and conditions of the contract state otherwise. Now, when you're booking the musicians, for example, an awful lot of it is verbal because you're not expecting to have to cancel at any point. People who would have had contracts probably didn't read the terms and conditions and probably didn't realise that the €500 that went on the flowers or for the catering would be lost if that contract had to be cancelled. So by rescheduling, you've come to some kind of an agreement with the supplier and indeed the host of the venue that everything will run as normal, albeit 12 months or 6 months away, and nobody will be out of pocket.
Back with Ellen, whose wedding was supposed to have taken place earlier this month, I wondered, did herself and fiancé Paul do anything to mark the day?
So we drank Aperol Spritz in the back garden. So yeah, like, it was nice. And actually, Actually, our caterers, who are called Andrew Holmes Catering, they are really lovely. They're a husband and wife couple and they're really, really nice to deal with. And they dropped over our dinner for us on the day of our wedding. They got in contact like the week before and they said, we'd love to bring you over food on what would be your wedding day. And they arrived to our front door on the evening of the wedding with like a lovely big roast dinner and dessert. And it was gorgeous. Isn't that the nicest gesture? I thought it was so sound as well.
Liam Geraghty reporting there.